Bob, how are you this morning?
Very good, Tony. Good to be here in Michigan.
What is Clean Air, Cool Planet?
Well, we're a nonprofit group that works exclusively on climate change, and we really work to catalyze climate leadership among large universities, businesses, towns, and corporations as well.
Well, Bob, for General Motors and for Chevrolet, this week has been like Mardi Gras. It's been a big party because a lot of good things have happened, whether it's yesterday's sale of public stocks, whether it's the Chevy Volt being named the Motor Trend Car of the Year. Lots of good things happening for General Motors and Chevrolet.
Well, they sure are. And then yesterday we also learned that they won the prestigious Green Car of the Year Award for the Volt as well. And that's going to mean a lot to the folks here in the state.
Well, when talking about Chevrolet, they're investing $40 million into various clean energy projects throughout America. I know that has to make you, Clean Air and Cool Planet, very happy.
Yeah, it's really a big deal. We were one of a small handful of nonprofit organizations that have been helping to guide this process. We really appreciate this. We see this as a sign of leadership as Chevy moves forward in creating innovative solutions to global warming and really stepping out in front with this effort.
So what's the plan with the money?
Basically, we'll be working over the next few months in collaboration very closely with Chevrolet to put together a plan on this, to look at community-based energy efficiency projects, to look at renewable energy projects that may be in inner cities, that may be on schools, and they also may be helping out family farms around the country. So some really innovative, out-of-the-box thinking here.
You know, from several different sources, we hear via the media that we're going overboard on our efforts to save energy, to be more energy efficient. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I think right now with the way the economy is, people have cut back a lot. So we're seeing less energy consumption right across the board, and that's a good thing. But, you know, we all have we tend to have short memories. And a couple years ago when energy prices were $4 a gallon, our phone was ringing off the hook at Clean Air, Cool Planet as businesses were calling us in colleges and communities looking for ways to reduce their energy consumption. It's going to happen again. Energy prices will go up inevitably. It always happens. They slip back down, but then we sort of forget about it. So, and the thing is that energy efficiency is really the lowest cost resource. So for every dollar that's invested in energy efficiency, it has a multiplier effect. It returns about four times that amount to the local area. So that's why we're glad to see that energy efficiency is a cornerstone of this project by Chevrolet.
Bob, I think mainstream America still may not understand the electric vehicles and what's coming. Recently here in Lansing, it was announced by local power companies as well as power companies out of the Detroit area that they are going to be setting up recharging stations at some businesses, at some public locations, and for those in their homes who are the first to get these charging stations set up, they're going to see significant tax benefits. This change is coming, and the way that you use this energy is very interesting, and it's almost like pumping gas into your car. It's coming.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, it's a sign of a transformational change that we're going to see new technology, new jobs. It's really pretty exciting stuff. I know that back in the Northeast where I live a couple years ago, there were people doing some really innovative things when power was out for 4 or 5 days and were running their cars off of hybrid vehicles. I mean, who would have ever thought about that? And certainly it's been a lot in the media about the possibility of people that have electric cars being able to sell power back into the grid. So totally new industries are going to be open up by this, new opportunities for existing businesses and new opportunities for young people. It's a great way to keep people here at home as well.
There's a $40,000 price tag for some electric vehicles. How long do you think it'll take before electric vehicles are priced along the same lines as the traditional vehicle?
That's a very good question. I'm not a car guy, but from what I've read and from people that I've talked to here at General Motors and others, as the technology develops, as battery technology becomes more efficient, as we look at new materials, lighter materials for the cars as well, my guess is like other technology, like cell phones, like widescreen TVs, we're likely to see it come down, but it's anybody's guess how long that's going to take. I'm just looking forward to it.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Bob Shefford is the CFO and VP for Clean Air, Cool Planet. General Motors estimates that its new carbon reduction goal equates to emissions from driving to 1.7 million vehicles, about the number of Chevrolet sold in the United States over the next year as they drive through the end of the year of 2011. They're thinking about these emissions and they want to get them cleaned up.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, to put that into perspective, it's hard for people to understand 8 million tons of carbon. It's not like you can see it, right? It's invisible. But it's roughly equivalent to reducing all of the annual CO2 emissions from all the homes and businesses in the city of Portland, Oregon, if you can get kind of a picture of that. Or 8 million tons is the same as taking a million homes and reducing their CO2 emissions to zero. So this is a pretty significant gesture. There are lots of businesses that are making efforts to work on their operational footprint. In other words, the CO2 emissions that are directly connected to their operations. It's great to see that Chevrolet and General Motors are going the next step and looking at their product. And even more importantly, they're looking for ways to engage their customer base and their supply chain as well. And that's really important.
You know what I've learned from our conversation this morning, Bob, is that people may not jump on the bandwagon when it comes to trying to be more energy efficient, maybe for the sake of the planet. But bottom line, when dollars are involved and people can save money, especially when money gets tight, they'll jump on board.
You know, Tony, people can relate to two things, I think, energy security and ways to save money. And whether it's in your business or in your school, you know, we've worked with a number of communities around the Northeast who have significantly reduced the amount of energy that they consume. And what it means is they're saving dollars this year, next year, and for the next 10 years as well. And what that means is less money from taxpayers, and who can't agree with that?
What did those companies do to save money?
Well, you know, I can think of there's one community that we've worked with in Temple, New Hampshire, that put $320,000 into a deep energy retrofit. Not real exciting or sexy projects, Tony. It's not a solar cell or a wind turbine on top of the building, but they put insulation. They built out the envelope of the building by 6 inches, and they're saving something like 60%. Of the energy that they consumed in that building. That's a lot of money.
Mike, there is a lot of talk and a lot of energies being put toward the wind turbines here in the state of Michigan. It's a manufacturing item that is really a hot button here. How long before we start seeing more of these wind turbines pop up, not only around the shores, but throughout land sites in America?
They're coming. You know, there are a lot of regulatory hurdles and a lot of other issues with viewshed. In other words, people that can see the turbines in some cases are concerned about their impact on property values and the like. There's back where I come from in the off Cape Cod, there's been a controversy for the last 5 or 6 years about a large wind turbine development there. I think things are moving ahead at a pretty good clip. We also need to look at upgrading our infrastructure, upgrading the power lines that bring the power from where it's generated to where people are, all like Detroit or Lansing or other cities as well. So there are a couple hurdles there. The good thing is that there are opportunities for existing businesses to convert over. We've got a large print equipment manufacturer back in New Hampshire that is bringing 100 workers back that they laid off over the last 2 years, because instead of, while printing press orders are down, they're going to start making the big box that sits up at the top of the wind turbine. It's very similar to what they're doing now, and so they're retraining their employees, and by next year, they'll start turning out this equipment for a European manufacturer that is building wind turbines all across the U.S.
Yeah, Europe seems to have embraced these turbines at a quicker rate than we have here.
Well, there's still time, just as there's time for, you know, car manufacturers like GM and Chevy to, you know, really invest in research and development and start turning out cleaner, more secure vehicles, you know, vehicles like the Volt. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this, Tony.
Bob, how do people find out more about Clean Air, Clean Planet?
Sure. cleanaircool-coolplanet.org is our website. We've got lots of information for large institutions on what they can do to reduce their footprints. We also have some information for consumers as well.
Bob Shepherd is the CFO and VP for Clean Air, Cool Planet. Thanks so much, Bob. Enjoy the conversation.
Thanks for having us, Tony.